This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. So far, we have spoken about his patience, عليه الصلاة والسلام, his generosity, his humbleness, his asceticism, his perseverance and grit, and his humor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This week, I'm going to make a little bit of a shift in what I'm going to be talking about regarding him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and talk about how he did things. Then we'll go back to his attributes the week after. Today, we're going to talk about how he spoke, and how he moved, alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't think anyone in history has been as well described as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. People, you'll see, the fascinating piece for me is how they described every aspect of his life alayhi salatu wasalam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Tell my servants to say that which is best. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. And the servants of God who walk on the earth with humbleness. The Quran tells us how to speak and it describes for us how to move. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام will say, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. If you believe in Allah and the hereafter, then say good things or be quiet. And he would say عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. Meaning the iman of a person will not be perfected until his heart, it becomes incorruptible, and that doesn't happen until his tongue does. Abu Huraira describes him in the Sahihain of the Prophet, and he says about the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, لم يكن رسول الله سبابا ولا فحاشا ولا طعانا ولا لعانا ربما قال لأحدنا عند المعتبة ترب جبينه أو ترب جبينه أو قال مازحا ثكيلتك أمك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not curse. He did not use profanity. He did not use obscenity. عليه الصلاة والسلام would never speak about people behind their back. He did not yell. He did not scream. He didn't raise his voice when he spoke to people. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And maybe if he was joking with somebody or he was trying to poke at them, he would say, تَرِبَ جَبِينُهُ, meaning may your forehead hit the turab. It's referring to someone being humiliated or making sujood, either way. رُبَمَا قَالَ ثَكِيلَتْكَ أُمُّكْ. ثَكِيلَتْكَ أُمُّكْ, meaning may you die, as everyone will. So, as he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام. قُلُ عَائِشَةَ كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحدث بالحديث لو عده العاد لأحصاه. عليه الصلاة والسلام, she said, if he would say things that the person beside him, if he was counting the words, he could count them. لو عده العاد لأحصاه, meaning when he spoke, he didn't speak much, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He spoke so little that you could count the number of words that he's saying on your fingers. يقول في حديث آخر, another حديث عند الترمذي, يقول ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسرد كسردكم هذا ولكنه كان يتكلم بكلام بين فصل يحفظه من جلس إليه. You say the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would not go on and on as you go on and on. Sard, you keep on talking and talking and talking. Rather, he would speak and he would say things بين فصل, with clarity, with purposed. Just as much as only what you would need to hear from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He wouldn't go beyond what was required in terms of what you would say. He would say things that the person sitting to him, someone coming to sit with him, could memorize what he had to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, that's very important. Had he not spoken that way, we would have had nothing. If he did something similar to what I did, no one would memorize anything. Because there's too much, khalas, there's no point. So people would just let it go. But he spoke a little, alayhi salatu wasalam. It was very clear, it was very focused, it was purposeful, only a number of words. In another hadith, you'll say, radiallahu anha, كان صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تكلم بالكلام أعاده ثلاثا. If he spoke, he would repeat himself three times to make sure people memorize. وإذا سلم سلم ثلاثة. And if he gives salam to people, he would repeat it three times عليه الصلاة والسلام to make sure everyone heard and everyone يعني felt targeted by what he was saying عليه الصلاة والسلام. أم معبد in the known hadith describes his speech and she says إن صمت فعليه الوقار وإن تكلم سما وعلاه البهاء. When he was quiet, you would عليه الوقار meaning you would feel his هيبة. He would revere him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was quiet. And when he spoke, sama, yani he would elevate when he spoke. وَعَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءَ and his face would light up, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was speaking, because he was passionate about what he had to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. يقول أبو الدرداء الحديث عند أبي داود قال ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يتكلم إلا وهو متبسم أو إلا متبسما. He never spoke عليه الصلاة والسلام except he had a big smile on his face عليه الصلاة والسلام when he was speaking and explaining things. In the hadith في الشمائل عند الترمذي, hadith that was narrated to us by Hind ibn Abi Halid, the long one, he describes the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول كان صلى الله عليه وسلم طويل السكت. He would be quiet for long periods of time. لا يتكلم في غير حاجة. He'd only speak when there was a need for him to speak. يفتتح الكلام ويختتمه بسم الله تعالى أو بأشداقه. When he would start his, when he spoke, he would always say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He'd always start with the tasmi, and he would end it with Allah سبحانه وتعالى's name. كلامه فصل لا فضول ولا تقصير. When he spoke just enough. It was clarity. He didn't speak too much. I didn't speak too little. Meaning he didn't leave things unclear to the person who's listening, nor did he repeat him, keep on going on and on until the person got bored. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam was soft-spoken. When he spoke, there was a softness to the way he spoke, alayhi salatu wasalam. Until he got on the minbar. He would change, alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a persona change. It was like he got into character on the minbar. قال فإذا على the hadith عند أبي داود قال إذا صعد المنبر على صوته وأحمر وجهه فكأنه منذر حرب يقول صبحكم ومساكم. He got on the minbar عليه الصلاة والسلام, his voice would rise and his face would change color, turn red, and he would be speaking to us as if war was going to begin right after the khutbah. As saying صبحكم ومساكم, meaning your enemy is coming this morning or this evening. If you were with him, he was soft spoken. He was very tender in the way he would approach things, spoke very little, very clear, repeat three times, was always smiling. And then he got on the minbar and that would change. And he spoke to people with the language they understood. The hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad that to him, that a group of people came and visited. And they had a specific dialect, a lahja, an accent in the way they spoke Arabic. So they're asking him whether it's okay to fast during travel. And the way they speak is that the alif lam at the beginning of any word, they replace it with a meme. So instead of saying hal min al birri, they will say hal min am birri. So the alif lam at the beginning of any al ta'rif, they would repeat it with a meme. قالوا هل من أمبر الصيام في مسافر وهل من أمبر الصيام في مسافر. That's how they would speak. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would reply to them ليس من أمبر صيام في مسافر. So he would reply to them عليه الصلاة والسلام the same dialect that they had عليه الصلاة والسلام, because he knew, he actually يعني knew the different accents of the Arab, which is where the قراءات يعني in origin يعني basically come from. And the final piece that I'll share with you is what he said on the day his son Ibrahim died. When he was sobbing, and the Sahaba saw him, and some of them weren't sure if crying was يعني, a sign of disobedience, and it wasn't obviously the sign of acceptance. It's just he. فقال ولا نقول إلا ما يرضي ربنا. In the lone hadith, he said, we will never say anything except that which pleases Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. That's regarding how he spoke. How he moved عليه الصلاة والسلام. يقول يعني يروى في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي تكفؤا يتقلع كأنما ينحط من صبب عليه الصلاة والسلام. تكفؤا, meaning he moved quickly. And when he walked with stride. There was a little bit of, like he walked, you felt there was strength and power in his walk. It was like he was walking downhill always. He always felt that alayhi sallam was walking a little bit downhill when he was moving. وَكَانَ يَمْشِي هَوْنَا And he would walk with humility and humbleness, alayhi salatu wasalam. يَسُوقُ أَصْحَابَهُ يَقُولُ ذَرُوا ظَهْرِي لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ When he walked, alayhi salatu wasalam, he would make sure the sahaba walked in front of him. And he would say, leave, my back is protected by the malaika, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَقُولُ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَمْشِي مِشْيَةً يَا أَحْسَنُ الْمِشْيَاتِ وَأَكْمَلُهَا وَأَسْرَعُهَا He would walk. It's the most beautiful walk. It's the most perfected walk. And it was the quickest walk. فَكَانَ أَسْرَعَنَا مِشْيَةً He was the quickest in terms of his walk, عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَإِنَّا لَنُجْهِدُ أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنَّهُ لَغَيْرُ مُكْتَرِثُ And we're basically jogging, trying to keep up. And he's gliding, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not bothering him at all. وَكَانَ يَمْشِي حَافِيًا وَمُتَنَعِّلًا He would walk, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes he's wearing shoes. And sometimes he would walk with nothing. He would walk barefoot. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ عَنْدَ إِمَامَ أَحْمَدِ And he walked, alayhi salatu wasalam, فِي إِحْدَى غَزَوَاتِهِ He was walking in one of his غَزَوَاتِ. And he nicked his foot, and it one of his toes was bleeding. فَقَالَ هَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا إِصْبَعٌ دَمِيتِ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا لَقِيتِ And he would look at his toe as he would wrap it. What are you besides a toe that is bleeding and is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you are? I'm sure going to صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. وَكَانَ إِذَا إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا عليه الصلاة والسلام. Whenever he turned, He would turn with his torso. You wouldn't see him, alayhi salatu wasalam, move just his neck to speak to somebody. Because in his mind, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is not the most respectful way to address someone. Because if you're only moving your neck, and you're only giving a portion of your attention. So when he would move, or he would turn, alayhi salatu wasalam, in direction, he would turn with his torso so that his whole body was towards you when you were speaking to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, out of adab in the way he was going to address you, if you were speaking to him or asking him something, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يَرْكَبُ الْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرُ He rode, alayhi salatu wasalam, horses and camels and mules and donkeys. وَكَانَ يَرْكَبُهَا مُسْرَجَةً تَارَةً وَعُرْيًا تَارَةً And sometimes he would put saddles, and sometimes he wouldn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَانَ يَجْلِسُ الْقُرْفُصَاءَ وَرُبَّمَا وَضَعَ لَرِجْلَيْهِ عَلَى الْأُخْرَى He would sit قُرْفُصَاء. قُرْفُصَاء is when you're sitting on the front part of your foot, and your thighs are on top of your, meaning your knees are folded, and your thighs are on top of your leg. So it's like you're just, your heel is upwards. It's high. It's not touching the ground. That's called qurfusa. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would commonly sit that way. And he would sit mutarabbi', as we say today. Mutarabbi' meaning he would put, he would sit with his with one leg over the other, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And some people say that it would go beyond that, meaning he would kind of bring one and put it on top of the other, عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he sat. And these just ways he would sit. وَكَانَ يَتَّكِئُ عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ وَرُبَّمَا اتَّكَأَ عَلَى يَمِينِهِ وَرُبَّمَا اتَّكَأَ عَلَى شِمَالِهِ And he would recline, عليه الصلاة والسلام, on a pillow if he found one. And he would sometimes recline on his right, and he would sometimes recline on his left. وَكَانَ يَجْلِسُ عَلَى الْبِسَاطِ وَعَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَعَلَى الْحَصِيرِ And he would sit on the ground with nothing under him. And he would sit on a carpet, and he would sit on a hasir, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He would do all of these things he would do, alayhi salatu wasalam, without any haraj, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The point of all of this is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was described in detail in how he did things. And we're going to go through over the next few mornings kind of how the Sahaba described his daily functions. His just the daily functions, how he spoke and how he moved. They watched him, alayhi salatu wasalam, how he moved himself, how he would walk, how he would sit, how he would ride a horse, how he would ride a donkey, how he would recline. وَكَانَ يَسْتَلْقِي عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ Sometimes he would lie down fully all over. فَكَانَ إِذَا اسْتَلْقَى عَلَى يَمِينِهِ جَعَلَ يَدَهُ تَحْتَ رَأْسِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. If he lay down, he would lie down on his right side most of the time, and he would put his hand under his head. وَتَحْتَ يَدِهِ نَعْلُهُ. And sometimes under his hand, he would put his shoes, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, or his, so he'd fall asleep. صلى الله عليه وسلم. يصف, and I'll do this in Arabic just because I don't know how to do it in English. يصف القاضي عياض في الشفا يقول وأما فصاحة اللسان وبلاغة القول فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ذلك بالمحل الأفضل والموضع الذي لا يجهل ثلاثة طبع وإيجاز مقطع وصحة معان وفصاحة قول أوتي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم جوامع الكلم وخص ببدائع الحكم وعلم ألسنة العرب فكان يكلم كل أمة بلغتها ويحاورها ببلاغتها ويجاريها في منزع فصاحتها صلى الله عليه وسلم. When it came to the way he spoke عليه الصلاة والسلام, he had fasaha, he had articulation, and he had clarity. When he spoke, it was very concise, it was summarized, it was clear, it was purposeful. There was no extra words that were not needed, nor did he speak in a way that left ambiguity, alayhi salatu wasalam. It flowed from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not stutter. He did not have to repeat himself because it wasn't clear, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was given jawami al-kalim. Jawami al-kalim means you're able to say a lot with very few words. And with very few words, which is what we do when we want to explain a hadith. He says five words, it takes me 5 days to explain just what he meant by those five words, alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was able to. And he had all the attributes of wisdom in what he had to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he knew the dialect and accent of every nation around him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when he spoke to them in a way they understood, and he challenged them in the essence or in the substance of their articulation, alayhi salatu wasalam, until they submitted to him, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And this is how he is described, alayhi salatu wasalam, by the Sahaba, in terms of how he spoke and how he moved. I hope that was a benefit to you. هذا هو حبيبكم صلوا عليه صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.